PFT Media.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
Housewives aren't the real stars. House husbands are.
I can't fix stupid, but I can give it a court date.
My internet may be in the clouds, but my head isn't.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Leon.
You know, that is the power of editing. You can change and start things all over again. That last intro was total horseshit.
Yeah.
So we're gonna act like it never happened.
Okay,
do you want to do your tagline? Wait, are we doing your tagline before we record again, or are we doing it after we record?
As soon as you start talking about us and you say you know what love is, I'll go second and say mine.
No, so the taglines are pre-recorded and he plays them before we introduce the show.
Yeah, they're in the intro.
Oh.
Kind of like how the Real Housewives shows work.
Yeah, I gotcha.
We should probably just do it now because I think she's ready to do it.
I think she is very eager. So you know what? We will debut. They will hear it when they hear the tagline. There you go. It's still struggling with the idea of how light works. I love it. It's 2 weeks in a row. No idea how lights work. It's great. So welcome to the Real Housewives of Reality. I'm Leon. I know what love is. Go.
I'm Caitlin.
All right. And we're debuting.
I'm Melinda, big sister.
Big sister. Ed?
My internet may be in the clouds, but my head isn't.
Perfect. Woo! I will cut and edit that and use that. And they'll hear it. They've already heard it. But that is the first time that you've said it, and we're going to run with it.
It's perfect.
It is 100. It's just amazing. Like you, big sister. Just like you.
Oh,
sorry.
As you guys can obviously hear, Scarlett is not with us. So we normally record on Saturdays. We record last Saturday. And then on Sunday, we take poor Scarlett and she has emergency surgery to have her gallbladder removed. So what a great weekend we had.
And so, we're all happy to report she is healing. But it's a little bit of a recovery. So we're glad. On the mend.
Oh, then she got news that she may have to have surgery again on her sinuses stuff again, and it's just it's a bunch. It's a whole bunch of stuff for her, and she is one of the toughest, baddest, badass women I've ever met in my life. Because I couldn't have done. I had one shoulder surgery that I'm still recovering from, and I'm kind of a big baby about still. So I can only imagine everything that she's been through.
Yeah, she's a rock star.
So.
Now, Uncle Leon, this makes you the only person involved with this that has a gallbladder.
I think I'm the only one other than Papa in our family that has a gallbladder still. So, you know, Scarlett mentioned on the way to the hospital and then when they were getting ready to take her gallbladder out, she is the only female on her entire side of her family, including her aunts, great aunts, sister, mother, cousins that has her gallbladder. So now that she's had it removed, the entire side of that family is all gallbladderless. So, you know.
That's crazy.
Can they just take mine if it's in good shape and sell it on the black market? Does it work that way? Or
I wish.
Yeah.
Every time they get some organs out.
What?
In business,
that's y'all. Right. Yeah. Well, so we're gonna talk. We're talking about
Salt Lake.
Don't ruin my intros, Caitlin.
I'm sorry.
I got excited. Oh, you did get excited.
I had to look
at this. You see this?
Yeah, I do. Wow. No. Are those notes?
Those are notes. Normally, I don't take notes because Scarlett drives this show so well to keep everybody on topic that if I don't have these notes, the three of us will get off on some weird tangents. I mean, we are family. I know us.
Yeah.
We have started talking about peanuts one time in life and ended up talking about politics in Europe. So, I mean, we can go a long way with things. So
that's true. We are never short for words.
Look at
the very same thought that you did.
Wow.
Like, oh dear, if there's no Scarlett, how will we go in order of the show?
So I also
same thing.
Oh.
I also took notes.
Oh yeah. There's our millennial with her notes.
Well, there's her she's now we don't call them millennials, we call them nerds. There's the nerd that takes her notes. Oh dear, there's no Scarlet. That's the name of this episode, by the way. Oh dear, there's no Scarlet.
That is, I think, how we all feel.
That is absolutely the best title we can. So let's start out with, I love it, Lisa Barlow and her love tracker. Come on. I loved it. I think either, sometimes I just feel like her love its are less condescending. I mean, more condescending than actual genuine. I'm not a huge Lisa Barlow fan. But that was a badass party, 80s party she threw. She can throw a party.
Yes.
She can. And I think we would have had a great time at her party. Mm-hmm. But I have a few things to say about her party here.
We'll get there.
Wait, we'll get to the party.
They go in order, y'all. Anyway, I did love the preview where we have the 16 Lisa loves.
Yes, that was the love. Yeah, that's the love tracker.
I just wonder what happens when she really doesn't like something.
She doesn't love it. She only likes it. Oh, I like that. If she doesn't say love it, you're fucked. Just better walk away.
Right. Like Game if she over. Doesn't love it, you should just pack up and go.
Yeah. And then what the fuck, Mary? Why are you out there with your son, uncle? Your sunkle? Is that how you would say it? Son, uncle? Right? Because I'm going to quote that. Sunkle. That's what we're calling it. Because
to coin that term and send it to whoever writes dictionaries.
Yeah, because Scarlett and I had a conversation. We watched the show together. And I had to pause it. And I had a 5 to 10 minute conversation to try and... I wish this was a video podcast. You are so unbelievably distracting with trying to... you are beautiful, big sister. I know what your face looks like. It doesn't really matter if you have... Here, this
Amazon. Office off.
And to our wonderful listeners, I'm trying to take the flashlight from my phone and highlight my face. So I thought I would just set it on my head.
Oh, my God.
And let it shine down. And I can't help it. If my sweet little brother just gets distracted by my shenanigans.
Well, okay, Meemaw, with your technology. Don't you have lights in the house? Go turn a light switch on.
There are 8 million lights in the basement.
Yeah, they're all like the can lights in the ceiling. There's like 60 of them, without a doubt.
Do you think I should turn all the lights on?
I mean, you can try if you really... If it's bothering you that much, then turn the lights on.
That I have so much to say with my face.
We understand.
We don't know what I'm saying.
We can see you, though. Like, I don't know if you realize.
Yeah. So back to the Sunkle.
I wish I could stay on topic here.
Yeah. Back to the Sunkle.
Oh, dear. There's no Scarlett.
Scarlett and I paused the show and had a good 5 to 10 minute conversation about the genealogy to figure out exactly where their relationship, and that's what it is. She birthed her uncle.
Yeah.
And
they're not even from West Virginia.
Right? They're from Utah.
West Virginia, we love you.
Yeah. So definitely, okay. And then what is she? She's betting C-notes with her son? I'll bet you $100 rich you're not going to beat me. Okay. Well, she's got God on her side, so let's remember that. But could he look...
We used to bet dollars a lot at stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'll bet you a dollar, but we're too cheap to actually pay up the dollar.
You could say poor.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I do know when we have gone as a family, all six of us, we have bet really high dollar betting here. Like, if you lose, you have to go on that ride over there with me. Talk about pressure.
Right.
Mm. Anyway.
I get you.
I think that's nice. It looked like a nice little bonding thing with Mary and her. I don't know. Golf outfit?
Could he look any less interested to be seen in public with her?
Yeah, well, that's, I think, a teenage boy thing. But
he's 20 years old.
Nice. How many?
He's not a teenager anymore. He's an adult. Isn't he out of high school and he's ready to go to college?
Yeah, but his age ends in a teen. Therefore, making him a teenager.
That's her uncle. She can show him respect.
That was probably the nicest interaction we've seen between them, though.
Yeah, no one. I loathe the sight of Mary as much as I loathe Ramona Singer. The two of them are legitimately what is wrong with humanity. And then we move into poor Jen Shaw. Poor thing.
I definitely loathe Mary much more because, you know, when you take your psycho personality and become a cult leader, I mean, I just think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, whatever. I agree.
It just is classless and demeaning to pretty much everyone that she deems beneath her.
Oh, yeah. And then we get later at the party when she's talking to Coach Shaw about the reason that her congregation was nice to everyone, or nice to Jen Shaw, is because she told them to. She's their leader.
Yeah, that was so fucked up.
Yeah, even Coach Shaw looked at her like, bitch, I was just trying to say thank you and be polite. And you could have just said you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, you know. He's like the nicest man, and he looks like immediately uncomfortable and would like to leave.
Yeah, and then speaking of Coach Shaw, we see poor Jen Shaw with her second assistant, which I think he's the insider for the FBI scheme. That's why he's still there, but whole other conspiracy theory on that one.
I thought he was just like a relative or something.
Complaining that she's going from her 9,000 square foot mansion to her 4,500 square foot house. It's so much smaller. It's about half. Okay. That is still three times the size of my house. Three times. Yeah. You could fit three of my houses in her 4,500 square foot downsizing house.
I know. And then she wants an A for effort for downsizing, to pay the lawyers to represent her in the serious fraud allegations, but she gets an A for effort for downsizing. Yeah.
To pay $10,000 to move to downsize to pay legal bills.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty fantastic.
I was when he said
A for effort while I'm under federal indictment, bitch, please.
Yeah. I just wonder how much. Okay, Coach Shaw is not the head coach, so while he probably gets a nice salary, he is clearly not the breadwinner to be affording their lifestyle.
Well, Coach Shaw was a lawyer before he was a football coach. So he actually has a net worth of a little over $3 million. But he makes almost $500.
She spent that on her parties the first season.
Right, right. But he makes about $500,000 a year coaching.
Yeah.
So that'll pay for the $4,500 square foot house, not what they've. Yeah, it's.
Well, it also says that he made. They don't know how much he made as a lawyer that he might have. They might have in the bank. So
that's such an interesting career change. I have questions.
Well, it could have been he was a football player, loved football, never made it to the NFL, and then went into being a lawyer. Let's think about how many. Honestly, let's think about one of the most popular referees for years, and you might remember Ed Hockley. You know, he is a prominent lawyer during the offseason and was before he retired from officiating, but a lot of the officiants are lawyers as well.
How do they have time for that? Like, this is like a pretty time-consuming gig I got over here.
Well, then he quits being a lawyer to be a football coach, but they are personal lawyers that just take cases that make them tons of money and probably have all the people that, like you, doing the work for them.
I need to take notes.
So like, you know, if you're a defense attorney, you have a bunch of lackeys. It's the guys at the top make the money. The guys, the first years and second years right out of law school do all the work.
Wow.
So.
Well, good for them.
But yeah, so poor Jen Shaw. And then we move to Heather. Okay. I one stage.
Oh, I felt so bad for Heather.
Hold on just a minute.
Oh.
I've seen Andy ask this question to multiple housewives, and I think all of them choose not to answer the question. Why is it, do you think, that Jen Shaw is getting nothing but support from her castmates and the people around her going through her potential felony fraud versus Erica Jane being attacked at every angle about everyone insisting she knew about her husband, I don't know if it's his shady dealings or whatever.
I think it's the victims that are involved. Erica Jane's husband went after burn victims and children. And Jen Shaw went after adults and their businesses. Granted, she ruined lives.
And older people.
Well, she went after elderly people. I think it's just a difference in the friend group, because I think the Beverly Hills women would be just as hard on Jen as they were on Erica, probably more difficult. But in the Salt Lake City friend group, they're really used to putting things in boxes and only dealing with surface stuff. And I think in Beverly Hills, they talk about it all, you know, nothing's off limits. Nobody's keeping this side of their life private. But in Salt Lake, I think they're more used to like, okay, you're going through this nasty thing. We're going to put it in the corner because it doesn't fit the image that we're working with. And I think they're all maybe more superficial friends than we see in Beverly Hills.
I do think that for sure.
So then like when it's somebody you're genuinely close to and you see all this crazy stuff, I think you feel betrayed more so than these like superficial friends in Salt Lake City, because they haven't spent near as much time together and don't feel like they've been lied to for a decade.
Could it all
get you on Watch What Happens Live? Because all the women pretty much avoid that question.
Could it also be that Jen might be showing remorse for anything that she's done?
She's not.
And she's
acting like she's the victim for being charged with these things.
Well, that's what they're showing us.
She's the victim because her doopsie-doe Steven or whatever his name was.
Stuart.
Stuart's been found guilty, and she's feeling like a victim, saying he did everything and made it look like I was in on it too.
So Scarlett watched a documentary on, you know what, let's call her and ask her about that, about her theory on Jen Shaw's guilt. Let me get it here. Where'd it go? Let me see. I'll get it eventually. I'll know how to do it.
I keep telling everybody every time I deal with technology.
I got my Alexa bulbs all set up and colored and stuff.
Nice. I'm not going to lie. I thought you were going to get them and they were going to sit there and wait until I got there to fix it.
Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh. Scarlett.
Welcome to the party.
My Roku remote is gaslighting me.
Use the phone one.
I have it, and then I can't find it. And it makes me feel crazy. It's gaslighting me constantly. Oh my God. Okay, I found it.
Don't let it get to you.
It's because it's so tiny.
Okay. Shoot with the question, little bro.
Okay. So, Scarlett, Big Sister has a fantastic question for you. And I'm going to try to answer it. If I'm saying it wrong, Big Sister, you can interrupt me. Why do you think everyone seems to be showing Jen Shaw so much sympathy as she's going through her legal issues compared to how everybody,
and everyone giving her total support
and and from her castmates. And then everybody is just straight up attacking Erica Jane. Why do you think there's such a divide between the two?
A few reasons, because I think Jen is purposely, and because I do this for a living, she's very smart, purposely trying to become more likable, spend time, apologize. If she does blow up, she makes amends. She's trying very hard to become a relatable, lovable character, right? And Erica Jane was just the goddamn ice queen. So it's two different approaches. I would not recommend the approach that Erica took, because it made people just absolutely hate her. On the other hand, Jen is taking the other approach, which is brilliant, which it's eventually going to end. Let's not act like it's not. Her trial starts next week. I'm so excited. But I think it's because she purposely has made herself more likable because she needs that. Also, I think maybe it's her way of maybe expressing her guilt for maybe what she's done. Maybe she's like, maybe if I could just get these people to love me more, maybe I'll feel better about myself. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. That's a good one. Also, you said you think with, you said she was vice president of some of these companies that were scamming people for all these years.
Senior vice president. That's correct.
Okay. So she might have been a fall guy, you think. What is your actual, you were giving me a theory where you think she's more of a fall guy than.
Yep, I do. I believe that she was placed in positions of power, but she was never at the top, okay? So there were several companies, one of them, which I actually passed a branch of yesterday on my way to the doctor, which made my head explode. is called Thrivent. And he was made senior vice president of three of these companies that she believed was a legit lead company. And they were until they weren't. They were basically bullpens, boiler room style, making calls, promising products, taking money for things they were never going to provide. Did she know that? I don't think so.
Nice.
Do I think that she found out and that's why she left those companies? Yes. Do I think Stewart is taking advantage of knowing how to do it and running her over? Yeah. I think Stewart has way more to do with this than Jen does. But unfortunately, shit rolls downhill.
Right.
So even if she didn't know, she's going to have to take responsibility. We're looking at 40 fucking years, guys. 4-0. 40 fucking years.
That's all the years I've been alive.
Shit.
Yeah. She's going to have to really figure this shit out. Because
this has to be so funny.
If she doesn't want to spend the rest of her life in prison, she better fucking figure it out. And honestly, I really think she's going to do her very best. Because I hate saying this. I'm not saying she's innocent. She is guilty. But I don't believe it's all her fault.
Yeah, but I think if you're in that position, I mean, and this is just coming from obviously my perspective on this system. If you're like, hey, I really knew nothing about it until this point, I would tell my attorneys and I would make a proffer to the government and say, this is what I knew. What deal can we make? Because I knew X, Y, and Z. And then your attorney can say, all right, like I've had attorneys tell me their client, you know, did it, but then point out all the weaknesses in my case. And if the, and I can't use any of that.
Sure. Do I think maybe that is her plan? She keeps saying that the only way to tell the truth is to go to trial. And that may be exactly what she's trying to do, Caitlin, but she's trying to avoid taking any fault. So in her eyes and her attorney, obviously, because he's convinced her, if you go to trial, you can prove you're innocent. If you take a plea, you're copping to guilt. And that is what she's trying to avoid. I think she wants to stay, you know, wealthy. She wants to keep working. She wants to keep building business. And it's kind of like, I can't believe that I'm going to compare this. It's just like the Anna Delvey story, the Inventing Anna. The reason she went to trial is she did not want to be called a fraud. She was going to do everything she could to prove that she was legit just trying to be a businesswoman.
Scarlett.
Yeah.
I hate to cut you off. I get your point. But we're literally like 20 minutes into our podcast.
Then why the fuck did you call me and ask me these questions if you don't want my answers?
Well, I do want your answers, but I don't need 6 minutes worth of answers. But
want your answer.
We're 25 minutes in.
And we could all talk about this for hours.
Yeah, yeah. We're 24 minutes in, and we haven't even made it to Heather at the memorial yet. So,
well, thanks for asking me how I'm doing, by the way.
I live with you. I know how you're doing, and there's no need to share it with anybody.
Don't.
I already told them.
Not well, bitch.
Okay.
Not well.
Scarlett, we love you. Rest, and then that'll make you feel better.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
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 Boy, she would have talked for another 30 minutes on that same topic. But
it's so exciting,
brother. How you didn't ask how she went.
Oh, geez, yeah, because she's 8 feet down the room from me, and I had to, you know. Anyways, we won't talk about that. I'm such an asshole.
Let's move on. We're at the memorial now.
Yeah, Heather is too good for this show, by the way. Oh, Caitlin had to mute her microphone because she's going to sneeze. That burns. Oh, she hasn't sneezed yet. It burns a little bit right in there because she's trying to sneeze, but she can't. Oh, that's the worst. Anyways, but Heather, you are too good for this show. You know, of course, I'm madly in love with you. And I am proud of you, regardless of how your father treated you with the whole getting divorced and all of that, that you made the decision to still do the celebration of life. Because there's a lot of people out there that would have spit on his grave and danced on it before they tried to do a celebration of life, being treated the way you got treated.
And I got to tell you, okay, well, first, I just think it's fantastic that she does the setup and turns around. Nope, this ain't it. Everybody up. Like they're having rehearsal dinners.
That immediately reminded me of you, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, that's something you would have done. I'm sorry, the Grim Reaper's not in this picture enough. We need to adjust it so it looks more serene and Hallmark movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have there? Yes, girl. I got you back on that one. But I cannot tell you how much my heart broke when she said, I would rather be his daughter than to be not be a Mormon and not be close to him. Like,
right.
She would take away her own happiness just to have his approval and his love.
I think what makes me so angry about that is her mom showed up and then left and is pissy about it. And some of her family's pissy with her because she's not Mormon anymore. And I'm like, wait a minute. She didn't leave the Mormon faith. Her husband was a shitbag, walked in after 20 years and says, I'm not in love with you. I'm divorcing you, and goes and moves in with his girlfriend. He's Mormon, but as soon as you get divorced, you're no longer Mormon. So the Mormon faith gave up on her. She never gave up on it. So everybody treats her like she's this pariah or this terrible person because she left the Mormon faith. And good for her. I'm glad she did. And her sister, Heather's been out of the Mormon faith a little bit less time than her sister. And her sister had years and years and years of being treated like shit because she left the Mormon faith. So I get why she maybe didn't want to show up and say goodbye to dad.
The interesting thing to me is, as I think it has to have something to do with the fact that she comes with from a prominent Mormon family, because just just for example, within the show itself, Lisa's like, yeah, I'm Mormon, but I drink tequila. Right. Mm-hmm. And nobody cares about that. She's not being like pariah from the church. But I think if Heather would have done that, she would have been a pariah, because Heather just came from that kind of a family. Like, I've got, obviously, we all know I have Mormon family, and my aunt and uncle who are Mormon are also both divorced and married to each other. And like, nobody really cares.
Yeah.
But I think it's because they're, for lack of a better term, just regular Mormon.
Well, I did some research on that last year when this was the first season came out. Scarlett and I did significant research. So they made this comment about Mormon 2.0. So yeah, basically what has happened is you have the Latter-day Saints, which are the royalty that Whitney and Heather's family come from, that are the strict letter of the law Mormons. And then you have another sect that was created that's a little more lackadaisical. So they're not the same Mormon faith. It's kind of like Christianity. You've got Lutherans and Catholics.
Well, I think they all still go to the same church. It's just a certain group of them are going to have what's called a temple recommend. And that's not something Lisa's going to have because she drinks tequila.
Well, she's not going to go to heaven then, right?
Well, I should just probably go to a different level. I don't know.
Yeah, whole nother conversation.
The stairway to heaven, and there's an exit at the halfway point.
Yeah,
yeah. But I just have to give Heather credit for sharing all of that with us.
Yeah,
that would have been very easy for her to struggle with privately. All of this would have been easy for her to struggle with privately, and I think it's really awesome of her to let us into that.
I love seeing her when she talks to her kids about it, how mm-hmm. she's not forcing them to be her, but she wants her kids to go out, have fun, experiment. She goes, not necessarily just go have sex with every guy you meet, but go out and enjoy premarital sex and premarital fun and do all of that stuff. But listen to me carefully.
Well, that's what I told my children going up too.
Yeah. Be honest, big sister and Caitlin, I need y'all to know this, and this is 100% for real. Scarlett knows this too, but I will share this. When it is my time to go, do not think that I want people to sing or that I have a favorite song to play, because I sure as shit do not. Nobody wants you to sing a weird ass, out of tune, shitty song and say that that's for them. Nobody wants that.
I think that's exactly what we're going to do.
I already know. Well, I knew for Pat, but I didn't get to make all the choices at his funeral. And for listeners, that's our older brother. I 100% planned on playing the song Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox.
Did I ever
Because that went right along with his theme.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you, big sister, because I was a pallbearer at his funeral, sorry to cut you off, what I told the other pallbearers as we were carrying him out of the church?
Get jiggy with it?
No. I leaned over to all of them.
That was his era too.
Yeah. I leaned over to them and I said, we need to shake this coffin and flip him over on the inside. And they're like, what? And I'm like, he always said, when you bury me, bury me ass up so we can kiss my ass. Some people heard me and didn't think it was appropriate, but I'm like, you know what? I don't care. It's my brother. So, but yeah, that was always his joke. And I said I was going to do it, but they didn't want to do it with me.
Oh, that would have been great. He loved that.
Yeah. So, and then we get to, we got to kind of crank it out here because we're not even a quarter way through the show.
No, we got this. We can get through it.
Comment, when they went back to the picture, I think, or to the scene, whatever, I think her sister that she went to see, wherever, she needs to get the fuck over herself. She's
yeah.
Like, will you get this? Well, she knows how she would be treated by the people who are living in the Mormon faith.
Yeah. And,
you know, like talking about how she was treated poorly by Heather and whatever. And Heather is trying to go back and be remorseful. And like, I see now how wrong it was.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of that lack of attendance was directed at Heather personally.
I can agree with
on
that.
On her sister's part.
Yeah.
I think that's just total bullshit. She knows what it was like to live under the Mormon rule.
Yeah.
In Mom, her home.
Not everybody's as amazing and forgiving as we are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought that was a joke.
Well, it was.
Yeah. Okay.
We forgive. We just don't forget.
You forget a lot, Big. Never mind. Whole nother story. Whole nother story. Hold another time. Let's get to the salt flats here.
All right. I gotta say,
I got nothing, folks. Nothing to say there.
We gotta talk about Meredith. I need her to get over this fucking Jen and Brooks thing. Like, does she not understand how the show works?
Well, I think
you
Brooks
have
is
a conflict.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I know Brooks is the worst. But you have a conflict, you resolve the conflict, you don't bring it up for fucking ever. If you're gonna do that, get off. We don't want that. We want conflict resolution, new conflict.
Yeah. I will give her bonus points for one thing. I do like the comment about the jewelry. Are you going to make a men's line or not?
Yes.
And I make jewelry for everyone. So not men or women. Yes. Bonus points, Meredith. I give you a lot of credit for that. But I will tell you this. Your son and your husband, Mark's men, are disgusting. I do not find the comment funny at all that your son leans into his sister's ear and says, well, we don't have to be brother and sister for the photo. That's gross.
So disgusting. It made my skin crawl.
Yes. Yeah. And let me just comment on that, because I'm a professional haver of brothers. You know, for a good number of years in my life, I had six of them. And
five.
I would have
four.
No, six. When my dad married.
Oh, that's right.
She had twin boys that were one day older than me.
I always forget.
Let me just say, one of my brothers would have said some shit like that to me. It would hurt when he peed for a long, long time. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I just so you know, I would never say that to you. It's gross and disgusting and weird.
I'd have beat the shit out of Nate or Vinny for that.
Yeah,
that would be the other part. I cannot even imagine them being fucked up as we all are. We're not fucked up like that.
Yeah. But then, on the other side, I will tell you this. Brooks, The Real Housewives, we support you 100%.
Yeah.
Be whoever, whatever.
I thought that shoot was great.
Yes. Be whoever or whatever you want. You identify what you want. You be you, and we will support that decision. You
it's
being
be creepy
about it, not so much. But
right. Yeah.
Be you. Be whoever you want to be and celebrate it and welcome to the world. We love you and for that and do what you got to do.
Wait.
Real
well,
quick,
not on that.
And being a seller of Mary Kay and a lover of skincare and makeup, I thought all of that makeup was to die for.
Even Brooks is.
They did a great, great job with that. It was amazing.
Yeah. Then the drag queens that were there, you ladies looked amazing. But it looked great. I thought that whole thing was amazing and great. I liked the look they were going with. The only thing that grossed me out was him hitting on his sister.
Yep.
Caitlin, go.
They have a missed opportunity there on the shirts. She should have put, I'm in gay, G-A-Y, G-I-N-G, engaging.
Gotcha. I like that.
It was everything about that was awesome, but missed opportunity.
Okay, we're gonna take a break here, even though we're not quite at the halfway point, because we've got some time to talk about the next segment.
Yeah.
Big sister, you tried to warn me about it. You know what? We'll be right back. We will talk about it. We'll be right back.
Clip!
You fool.
Guys,
hey,
hi.
Lisa.
Oh my
How's
gosh,
it going?
How are you? It looks so good. I love it. How are you?
Thank you.
This is the perfect space for the Vita party. Oh my gosh, I love them. I love it. I love this. It's just like my invite. That's so gorgeous. I love it. Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Love it.
I love it.
I love that.
I love it.
I love it. I don't just like them, I love them.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Caitlin, so you're eligible to get your prescription?
Yes.
Okay, so that's your copay is like 10, 15, 20 bucks?
I don't even know if I have. I don't know. It's some small amount of money.
Oh my gosh, do you ever adult?
I mean, I just go and I pay them what they ask me for.
Okay, so you need to go to Zennia Optum.
It's Zenny, Leon.
What?
Not Zennia. Zenny.
That's what
for
I
the
said.
Love of fucking Christ, every time. And it's Zenny.
Uh-huh. I don't understand the problem. Anyways.
Wait, that was Zennia?
No. Yeah. Thank you, Caitlin. So, no, I'm going to tell you this, though. In all honesty, it's Zenny Optical, and you go to our website under sponsors, click the link,
yeah.
And you can save 10% if you're a first responder, teacher, and that. But they have most glasses under $7.
Under $7.
With my prescription and Scarlett's prescription, which they're real thick lenses.
Yeah, I'm blind.
We bought four pair of glasses and two pair of sunglasses for $195.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. $295.
We're about to buy some more.
Yeah. For mine.
Even still, these alone were $400.
They've got designers. You can start anywhere from like $7. You can go as high as you want, girl.
Yeah.
So just, if you're going to do it, just go to our website, click the link, get 10% off, and get fantastic glasses from Zenny Optical.
Yep.
Looks like that's what I'll be doing.
Word.
More than just marketing, advertising, and public relations, at Advantage Media Solutions, we believe in the power of ideas. Whether you're a startup business, an already established company, organization, charity, or an individual looking for public relations assistance, we offer the solutions that you're looking for. Our team offers unparalleled creative solutions to all of our clients, and we're determined to see every job through to its success. In public relations, we can help with building your online presence, press releases, talent booking, reputation repair, and so much more. And with marketing and advertising, we can help with marketing strategy, mobile marketing, branding, social media marketing, and once again, so much more. Advantage Media Solutions considers every client a partner. Your success equals our success. We take a personal interest in each and every one of our partners, and together we form a unique team and family. Contact us to see how we can drive your brand forward. www.advantagemediasolutions.com. What's your advantage?
We're back.
I kind of like
ready
that.
To talk about the best part of the show.
Okay, well,
I think you mean the worst.
Yes.
Holy smokes, Whitney! You are beautiful and very confident. And Scarlett specifically said you were very beautiful, very confident, sunburn and all. So, I probably could pull that outfit off that Whitney was wearing. I'm just saying. I don't think I would want to for the cameras. That's.
Yeah.
I'm not king shaming you. You do your thing, but I don't necessarily need to see it on my TV.
I want to know why Bravo thought we wanted to see an episode of Grandpappy's Gone Wild. Or, you know, nobody wants to see that.
Wait. That is literally.
That's the title of the episode.
Yes, Grandpappy's Gone Wild. Wow, that
Sugar
changed.
Daddy's in heat. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. This is like the funniest things you've ever said, Big Sister. Grandpappy's in heat and Sugar Grandpappy's Gone Wild and Sugar Baby Daddy's in heat.
You know, I have to give her credit. The confidence to do that on camera, unparalleled.
Absolutely have 100%. I feel 100% like the reason that happened is because she wants, I think she'd be an adult porn porn star. She's good.
If she could make money, I bet she would.
Yeah. Well, she'd make
wild,
money.
And they could call it Wild Rose.
Yeah.
Well,
Grandpappy's gone wild it. Rose.
Grandpappy's gone Ooh. Wild with Rose. But
I don't like this.
I don't either.
It was too far, man.
Yes. And their ages, I did have to look them up. And I think this is, their numbers are inverse of each other. She's 35, he's 53.
Yeah, good for them.
18 years apart.
Who wants to see that? And again, I think this is 100% Whitney wanting all eyes on her, because she was completely naked except for that teeny tiny little thong covering up her, more or less, if she had hair.
Gotcha. I agree. We can really stop talking about it.
I just want Bravo to get the message that that is absolutely tasteless and classless, and by no means is this a family show, but too far is too far.
I agree 100%. I love that Whitney, this is my note, I love Whitney and Justin. I love that they love each other.
Me too.
And you can see.
And I love that they want to do things like that.
Right.
Just don't want to fucking watch.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to see it. I don't need to see it. I want you guys. And having a conversation, talking about sex a few episodes back early in the season, that doesn't bother me as much. But actually seeing that, I don't care for it either. I'm not here for that.
It was funny though. Tamara on Watch What Happens Live was like, you beat my bathtub scene.
Yeah.
And it was just funny.
So then we get to Lisa's 80s party. I loved Bravo's editing. When they made it look like it was a camcorder straight from the days of the 1900s when Big Sister was in high school. So
I don't know why we had to turn all that in.
Oh, I don't. I guess I didn't, but I did. So it happened and we're there now.
Let me just tell you, to all of our listeners, I look amazing. And I look amazing for my age. Moving on.
You know who says stuff like that, Caitlin?
Don't even.
Don't. I'm gonna reach you.
We're just ring your neck. So like one of the notes I wrote down was I thought it was hilarious how Lisa's son was like, wear whatever covers you up more.
And then
she proceeded to pick the thing that covered her the least.
As he's wearing the shirt.
A turtleneck in there.
As he's wearing the shirt that has the silhouette of naked women on it.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I thought that was a classic.
Yeah.
I did it. Make sure I wanted to. Why are those asking children who have no idea what it means? You say, I'm going to an 80s party.
Right.
Yeah.
They probably think everyone there is going to be 80. Like, yeah. Why are you asking them which of these dresses goes better with that style?
And
I'm pretty sure they have no clue.
Speaking of dresses, I think Heather understood the assignment. I think out of everybody's look, Heather nailed an 80s dress and an 80s look.
I'm pretty sure Heather had that as a prom dress.
She probably pulled it out of her closet, without a doubt.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
I did like Whitney's, though. But I love, because I, you know, as much as I dislike Meredith, I also love a good blazer. And I liked it.
Scarlett said it looked like she was wearing a drag queen's breastplate in that blazer.
Well, that's very 80s.
Yeah.
Meredith is my next note. So Meredith, I've come to realize, is refusing. What?
Well, I just want to know, did either y'all or any of our listeners want to write in or call in or message online? Y'all need to tell me more about that little go-kart they were riding on.
Okay, that's called a slingshot.
And I made the note, Kyle already did this. We've already done this little car thing on Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it's like a slingshot. That's like a $60,000 toy.
So you can just drive it on all the streets?
They're road legal. They have... Yeah, they're street legal. They have headlights and taillights, and you have to get a license tag for them. And yeah,
you didn't have to assume. Guess you don't have to wear a helmet.
No, because you have a seat that you sit in. It's like a convertible, but just no. Actually, it's less like a convertible. And like in Southern California, you see a lot of chop tops where they just chop the top of the car because they get like 10 days of rain. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
I do.
Okay, Caitlin doesn't.
But all the cars are convertible.
Yeah. Well, okay. So.
Okay, moving on. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, but that's what it is. It's called. It's like a slingshot.
I need one.
Yeah. No. No, you don't.
No, I mean, I don't.
No. Yeah. So, but Meredith, listening to her and everything this entire season, refuses to accept responsibility for what she's done. She is trying to play the consummate victim, that it's what everybody's done to her. But Meredith, you've said and done some pretty shitty things this year. And I do like Meredith. I think Meredith starts season one to the Meredith that we are at the end of season two, found her voice. She was very timid and shy in season one, kind of halfway through, and just took a lot of lumps from people. But she went too far to where she's the one that's dishing out all the lumps and refuses to believe that she's dishing stuff out. You're not defending yourself anymore. You've gone on the attack. And when people call you out for it, you dig your heels in and get twice as defensive. So I think you got to rein it in a little bit. You have the right to defend yourself, but you've gone too far. And you know, another one that
Andy's going to call it out in the reunion.
Yeah,
that clip there is he goes, "Whoa, what you're doing is threatening everyone."
Yeah,
and he goes, "Yeah, that's what it is."
She just went too far, and she won't move on.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, if you are going to be upset about the same three things, you can't be friends with these people anymore. Like, yeah, that's like just.
You need to go find another show.
Well, not even that. Like, I love seeing, like, I love the drama and shit, but if you're going to fight about the same three things, that means you didn't move on. You're still harboring everything. So, what's the fucking point of you even showing up here?
Like, money.
Well, right, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, too. And you're right. If you're going to just, how many times do people need to apologize to you that they upset you? And, you know, right. Whitney is one of those people that feels the need that she doesn't want to upset anybody, so that's why she constantly tries to apologize. And then, you know, you have Mary and Meredith both, that when Whitney's trying to apologize and say, "I did not mean to upset you, I'm sorry," they turn around and attack her.
I was so angry for when Mary did that, because like I love Whitney. Whitney and Heather are kind of like the same. They can't. Well, yes, bad weather. They can't, like, when something's amiss, they can't move on. They need to talk about it. And like, and Whitney has no problem being the one like, "Hey, I escalated the situation. I'm sorry," because she needs that to be resolved to move on.
Right.
I know some other people like that. Namely my mother.
Yeah.
And like, when people are like,
not in a bad way. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
Like, you're like that. Like, and I'm more of the like, I'm like the Meredith and the Lisa. Like,
let's not talk about it. It just doesn't exist.
Right. Like, let's put it away. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
And mom, you are bad weather in the sense that I'm upset about this. This thing is underlying. I have to get this shit over and done with. And then like, but then, oh, Mary, fucking worst.
And because I think that I am a person who, once we do that, that's it. Like, I don't need to talk about it 22 more times. We'll get it all out. And then
let's air our dirty laundry and then be done with it. Let's air it, clean it, put it away, not air our dirty laundry, then roll around in the mud some more with it, you know.
And I thought Whitney's apology was, like, really genuine to Mary. Like, "I am sorry that I said this thing," and then like Whitney wasn't going to justify the apology, justify why she did it. And then Mary's like, "Well, then why the fuck did you do it if you're sorry?"
Like, well, and that's the thing too, that, you know, Mary's like, "Oh, she's drunk," da da da, and I'm like, well, first of all, I don't think she was blackout drunk yet. Did she have a few drinks to get some liquid courage? Well, to talk to Mary, you might need it. Because ruthless.
I make a note about that.
Well, and then she was like, "It's a tequila party." Like, it's not like she's drunk at a child's birthday party, which, no shame in that game.
I've done it too.
Yeah. What else are you going to do at a child's birthday party?
Only at the parties for the children that I was throwing. But other than that.
But it's like, it's a tequila party. You're weird that you're the one not drinking.
Oh, well, that's because her tequila tastes like water.
Because
we all know there's such a direct correlation between the taste of whiskey and water. What water?
What about whiskey?
Tequila and water.
Say whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a whiskey girl, though, big sister. You have always been a whiskey girl.
They wrote a song about me.
Sure they did. So anyways, I do love how...
No.
Yeah, who sings that song?
Jason Aldean.
Who sings it?
No.
Me. You wait.
No, you don't. Anyways, so fuck you, Mary.
Comment on how every housewife in all of the shows, they need to sit down and watch tapes of Heather's confession. And they need to take that back and implement some of it. Because she is just so honest about, and I couldn't appreciate this enough. I'm so tired of this fake stuff between these two, referring to Lisa and Meredith. And it kind of goes on in her confessional. She's like, come on, this is just the friendship that never was. And I was like, that is so perfect. You know, because they came on, oh, we've been friends for years. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want to have friends like that.
No, me neither.
So easily.
Also, yeah, it's just like a fucking shit show, which I love for it. But yeah. I hated when in the middle of that, Jenny tries to get involved in the middle of the like Mary and Whitney thing. And like, yeah. I don't blame Jenny for trying to get involved. I think Jenny let her anger get the better of her. But when Mary said, don't get hood on us, or there you go, getting all hood on us. I was like, holy fuck, Mary. Like hide the racism just like a little bit, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, none. Well,
I heard a comment yesterday that goes so well for Mary. Comedians talking about, my dad is a black man and he's racist. I mean, straight up racist. The only race he doesn't like is the human race. Everybody else is fine. That is con woman Mary Cosby right there.
Yeah. She hates everyone unless they're giving her money. And then
or
she'll
treating her I like Jesus. She still hates
him. But they'll she'll love you for your money to your face and then bash you when she leaves the room. She is quintessential what is wrong with the Christian faith in this country. And she wonders why people steer away from Christianity. You know, you have people like Mary Cosby that are you know, with money that the money situation she's doing and the conning of people and everybody else that's out there that just all about making money. And I'm sorry, but if I went into a church and I saw a pastor or a preacher wearing Christian Louis Vuitton shoes, I would turn around and walk out the door.
Well, that's why I left.
When her congregation isn't dressed in similar attire.
Right.
So it isn't that they're, you know, there's no like, oh, this is a wealthy area or whatever. No. Yeah.
It's not like it's the Church of Scientology where rich people are giving to rich people. You know, it's that. Anyways, but I will say one thing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Going the church I was going to in Miami, I never felt taken advantage of. I saw the real impact that they were having on the community because we were a part of it. But then when I found out how much, because they wore streetwear, like jeans and stuff. So it's not as easy to see, like, you know, it's not Chanel or something. And then there was this Instagram account that was like putting the prices on the things that the people were wearing. And my pastor was on there like 3 or 4 times. And I was like, and now I'm never going back.
$1,000 jeans and stuff, right?
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't know you could buy jeans for that much.
Yeah.
Before I pass this, I just want to say, because I know that Whitney, I'm certain, listens to our podcast.
Of course she does.
I wrote her a little note.
Oh, boy.
Dear Whitney, narcissist Mary is very jealous of you. She will never be your friend. Never. It doesn't matter what you do, how you do it, or who you do it to or with. Mary is never going to like
you. Yeah.
So the next time you're getting your liquid courage to talk to her, you need to do is build up that liquid courage, throw a drink in her face, call it a day. And I guarantee you'll feel much better.
Tell her to go fuck herself and leave it be.
Oh, yeah. That's where I ended. And then go tell Socio Mary, fuck all the way off.
All the way.
Speaking of throwing things, Jenny.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that whole ordeal was everybody was so done with Mary that nobody gave a fuck.
No one
Lisa
cared.
Was
no,
so... Like Lisa, who I expected would have been like, this is my brand, was like, that happens. It needed to happen. As long
just,
as you didn't
just don't throw the expensive shit.
Yeah. I was like, I have over the last several episodes, like I've grown to love Lisa. I always loved her affinity for fast food, given my
absolutely
heritage.
bring on the big drinks and the Taco Bell. I get you, Lisa. I get you on that.
but I always thought she was kind of like icy. But the last couple episodes, and then to seeing her just be like, hey, you didn't break a bottle, you didn't break the signs that I love, so we're good.
Well, before we even get to that, she was pointing out the food, and she's like, and this is pizza. And Scarlett looks at the screen and goes, thanks. Now I know what pizza looks like, Lisa. I love it. But then I've got something for you, ladies. So Heather calls out all the other ladies for not eating. She's like, oh, I've eaten everything, and y'all need to eat too, right? I said, stop trying to do food things with these ladies. She needs to go to lunch with the husbands from Jersey. And then wait a minute. Mm-hmm. What about Heather and Big Frank
together? Yes.
Mind blown. Please, I did it to Scarlett too. I'm telling you, that would
Can we start a petition?
Yeah.
Big Frank, I know you're listening.
Big Frank does Heather listen. Gay Heather Gay, God, Big Frank.
So fun to watch.
Yes. Yes, they would.
Eat really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Somebody's like, did you eat? She's like, oh yes, I've eaten from all of the stations. I've
yes.
I'm so hungry.
And then before Whitney showed up, that's when she told Coach Shaw about the whole they did my lead and all of that, and he looked at her like, you're stupid, get out of my face. So and then, you know, what kills me is Mary puts people down on purpose, but then tries to act like that's not what she was doing. And I'm like, bitch, you know what you're doing. You cannot be that vicious and that malicious and not be calculated. You know what you're doing. So good riddance. So I'm glad she is off the show. See you later. Bye. You're not going to be missed. I don't care.
I don't know how come her husband, Grandpa Robert, was never on the show with her this season.
Because he didn't.
Probably because he's her grandfather.
That. Yeah. and then when Jen Shaw cracked the joke, Jenny, I've already done that, and I might have thrown my glass a little bit farther.
loved that.
I enjoyed that.
I love hated it.
Yeah.
And then, and then Mary's like, none of these ladies are my friends. Well, of course not, because everyone there, including Meredith earlier in the season, you managed to put down and be rude to and be nasty to and do that. So, of course, no one wants to be your friend, Mary.
Well, and in Zion, she straight up said, I'm not real friends with any of you. So then why would she expect them to come to her defense?
Yeah, I don't.
I did also think it was pretty great when she's having that conversation and she said, and the shit people say sometimes, you just can't help but wonder, how did they say that with a straight face? She says, I'm not mean. I don't hurt people.
I know. And then Jenny was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was with Jenny right there. Flip a lid. Because who's homegirl thinks she's talking about here? She is not nice. Mean. Yeah, she's got that perfected.
Yeah, she is definitely.
She has an inflated sense of self-worth.
And that's because I think for years, people at the church, I mean, you saw the episodes where they were literally just throwing themselves at her. And that's what happens when you're a cult leader. You can be mean and nasty to people that don't believe the way you do because there's 10 people in her church that are willing to say how much of a hero she is and how great she is. So, but like I said, good riddance to her. We never have to talk about her again. And I'm not sad about it. If you tell me who sings that song, I won't pick on you.
Lance Bass Group.
Okay, what's the name of the group? He's in the group, but it's not his group either way. By the way, JT and JC are the ones that carried that group.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my God. Great. We just lost 1,000 listeners.
No. We love NSYNC. I love NSYNC. It's okay, NSYNC, guys.
That's, well, come on. Who can keep all those boys straight? Now they're all men. Because, you know, they went from boys to men.
That's a whole different group.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So, let's stop before you really just push away the rest of our listeners.
Yeah. But speaking
if anybody's wondering, my 30th high school reunion is in May. Because why I know all of the bands of Generation.
Sure.
So anyway, Speaking of men,
wait, do you have one?
You met one?
No, y'all know that's not true.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I hate you both so much.
But we love you so much.
I wanted to talk about the husbands.
Yes.
They're like, let them align. Bitch, they ain't never going to align. But I loved it when John was like, we need them to get along so we can hang out. And I wrote, he needs to just take a page out of the Jersey men's playbook. They hang out even when their wives are fighting. Do it in another place.
Here's my note on that exact.
Don't tell their wives.
Yeah. They probably saw that. Yeah, the Jersey Wives saw the two Joes and Frank at lunch and go, "When the fuck did y'all shoot that? You didn't tell us that was happening."
I didn't give you a script. I don't understand.
Yeah, the men are stupid. Good luck, Lisa, because John thought it would be a great idea to send them all on another trip farther away.
That was hilarious.
And then I put John was the most honest ever. I want the ladies to be friends so that we can hang out more. I was like, one of the truest things you've ever heard on a reality TV show.
But wasn't it so great at the culmination of the show? The ladies are all together and they all want to just get along and they're going to move forward and they're going to hum and share and hug and be friends.
Yeah, everybody except Meredith and Mary.
3 minutes.
Yeah, I put a record 10 seconds apiece on my notes. Yeah, and then...
okay, that lasted... That was good.
Yeah, and then they I love the recaps that they do because Bravo always throws shade at every housewife. It doesn't matter, but the ultimate shade, Jenny had no recap. They did not even They did not even put one up for her
at the end.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Well, they're done with Trump or Jen.
Yeah, Jenny. But then I will say this too, Jen's gonna have to. I quit. I can never.
No, we need you.
Go ahead, big sister.
Nothing. I said it was Jenny.
Jen.
And I said, well, that's Forrest Gump.
Yeah, everyone on the planet knows that.
Yeah, everybody knows what it's from. You didn't have to tell us where it's. That makes the joke less funny when you go, Jenny, that's from Forrest Gump.
Making sure that y'all knew that I knew where it came from.
Well, I would have asked if I thought you...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I have dealt with every day, my entire life.
From that movie came out way back in the 1900s.
Well, actually, your uncle there, my little brother, has also dealt with this his entire life.
Yeah,
y'all can make a show about that.
We might have to.
Good Lord, we don't have that kind of time to put this stuff in on recording.
Therapy podcast.
So that was the end of the show that we had. So now we're going to get into the three-part reunion. So I don't know if I'm happy about the idea of these three-part reunions. Why can't they just do it in one and done?
Oh, I love a good long
reunion. I'm all about it.
Oh.
I have to say, though, before we move on from
the hotter they get.
No, <I'm not. laughs> before we move on totally and completely from the episode, my absolute favorite part of the whole episode is when Whitney was fanning herself with a tree. Because I get
it. Lean over and throw up in it.
Everybody knows that I hate being hot. It's like a thing at work. I've been fighting with my AC at home. Like, everybody knows.
Then move out of Florida, and then didn't you go to law school in Southern Florida? It's like that's like the hot. Like it was Miami, right? Like the hottest hell is not as hot as Miami is.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I like Florida. I just like the AC as well.
Makes sense.
I didn't used to be this way. I shit you not. When they took my gallbladder out, it changed my whole like. Literally my whole life, and I have never been cold since then.
Oh my God, I'm hoping that works for Scarlett too, because I like the air on like 65. She's like, let's put it on. She's like, let's put it on 76.
Yeah, Miami was a great place for me until they snatched out my gallbladder, and now I'm like, I'm always hot. So I just, especially when I'm drinking, so I really appreciated that representation there, Whitney.
Okay, that's funny. That's so funny. Well, yeah, just so everybody knows, they can hear us. Do you know where they can hear us at, Big Sister?
Yes, they can hear us on all of the places where you can hear a podcast.
I'll take it. That was so... That was your telephone voice, wasn't it?
It was. And... Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, they can email us at Leon...
It just left.
They can email us at Scarlett Leon... or show at rhorpodcast.com. They can go to our website and check out our sponsors. You'll see great people like Zinnia. Zinnia. Scarlett's getting screaming at me. It's Zinni Optical, BetterHelp, and a few others that are on there. And you can give us a call at 434-214-0045. Leave us a message. We may or may not play it. I mean...
Yeah, y'all got to start messaging. We need some feedback in here.
I don't think you know what you're asking for, big sister, because most people that actually spend the time to send something are mean. So, but it is what it is. But thank y'all for listening and enjoying. And this has been Salt Lake. And we love you, Scarlett. I mean, I don't necessarily miss you because I do see you often. I missed you on the podcast, but not in real life because I could never be that far away from you where I'd have to miss you for too long. Yeah. It was a good one.
I'm going to have to miss you, Scarlett.
Episode, so.
All right. We'll see you next time. Folks. Bye.
Bye.
Astroglide is what you use when you have sex. Go, junky girl.
I am not going to the weak side of the ice because I lied about my body weight.
You're a sloppy chihuahua.
I'd be praying for you, though.
Shut the f*** up, Ramona.
A PFT Media production.